So this chabura will be as fast as it takes to say karbanos. Okay, shir's over, right? So karbanos, 4 minutes, halavai should take 4 minutes. So if you look at the siddur on page 18 of Art Scrolls, Yitzchak Yair Siddur, and on Sfard, I just double-checked, page 22, it says a black paragraph, it's like bolded in, it's like highlighted in, which says, Mosifin Psukim Elu Berosh Chodesh. In other words, in the middle of Karbanos, after you say the Karbanos, the Tzavis Aram Esbon of Lamar, you say Ketores, then you say V'tan Rabbanan, you say Abai Av Mesader Seder Maracha, then all of a sudden, right before Ezu Mekoman, there's a shaded off this dark area which says, Mosifin Psukim Elu Berosh Chodesh. You add in a few psukim, which is from the Kriya Satorah, on Rosh Chodesh. You're supposed to say them on Rosh Chodesh. I'm not going to do a show of hands who's ever said these psukim on Rosh Chodesh, because I feel like none of us would raise our hand. But the question is, I would ask you how many of us say Ketores, that's, I'm also not going to ask that question either. But, you know, myself included. But, you know, the question is, if you really are getting to davening on time, and you have time to say the Karbanos properly, you really should be saying, it seems like, this paragraph called V'rosh Echad Sheichem, which is from the waning on Rosh Chodesh. Yes or no, where does it come from? So the Siddur of Amram Gon, brought down in the Torah, says, very simply, on Rosh Chodesh, you say these psukim of V'rosh Echad Sheichem in the Karbanos, you're supposed to say these psukim. Comes along with Sefer HaManhig, and attacks this Rav Amram Gon and says, what do you mean? In Svard, the minhag is not to say them. Number one, because these are psukim that have to do with the Karban Musaf. So why are you saying anything which is brought Musaf time on Rosh Chodesh by Shachris, Karbanos? It doesn't make any sense. You're putting it right next to the Tamid Shal Shachar. That's not the order. You haven't even davened Shmon Esrei of Shachris yet. Why are you throwing in Karbanos that correlate to the Musaf time for Rosh Chodesh in Shachris? Question number one. Question number two, says the Manhig, we don't say any psukim on Yontif. What about Pesach? Do you add any Karbanos about Pesach in the Karbanos? No, it doesn't have any shaded in black box for that. It only has for Shabbos. It says you throw in a paragraph for Shabbos, and that's Rosh Chodesh. What about Pesach? What about Sukkot? What about Karbanos? Why don't we say anything like that in Karbanos? Says the Manig, it must be Minog Svar developed. You don't say this shaded in box on Rosh Chodesh. It's a mistake. Maybe Ashkenaz does it. Nusach Svar, at least real Svar Adim, do not say this box. Comes along the Torah and says, well, 1 second. I could at least answer up the first question. The first question that you asked was, well, why are you putting psukim of Musaf by Shachris time? The answer to that is, when could you daven Musaf? All day. So if you want to daven Musaf at that time, you can. So what's problematic? What's so wrong about throwing in psukim about Musaf of Rosh Chodesh by the Shachris, Tamid Shel Shachar? Oh, says the response of the Beis Yosef to the Torah. Well, yeah, you could throw in psukim of Shachris at that, a psukim of Musaf by Shachris time, but that's not what we do. That's not the order. The normal order is we do Shachris first, then we do Musaf later on. So it seems to be this confusion, and two separate minhagim developed, if you should say these psukim of Karbanos, of Rosh Chodesh Karbanos, in the Karbanos of our davening. How do we paskin? Shulchan Aruch, of course, is helpfully vague over here. Listen to this. Nohagin ba'ashkenaz, says some people have the minhag in Ashkenaz, she'omrim parshas Rosh Chodeshim Shachris achar parshas Tamid. Some people, like Art Scrolls, Ashkenaz Siddur, puts in these psukim. Uvesvard, so I guess I didn't look at a Edut Mizrach Siddur, but if there's any Edut Mizrach, you could chime in. But I would imagine that Edut Mizrach does not have these psukim, because it says Uvesvard, Ein Nohagin Laomra, why? But he gives a new reason. Lefisha Asidin Likros Osa B'Sefer Torah. Because since you're going to say these psukim of Rosh Echad Sheichem anyway, later on in davening, so they decided, don't say these psukim in Karbanos. So it comes out, it's a big machlokas, Ashkenaz and Svard, if you say these psukim in our davening. Ashkenaz, yes. Svard says no, and the reason brought down in Shulchan Aruch is because you're going to say it on later on. Okay, so it begs two questions. Question number one, well, 1 second. So why, Ashkenaz, do we say it? If we're going to say it later on, what's the point of saying it earlier on? No. Why say it in Karbanos? So some reason, one answer I saw is a Machtsa Shekel. He says the reason is so we don't want to challenge Beis Din. Beis Din said it was Rosh Chodesh today, in the times of the new moon when they really did out Piriya. Therefore, we established in our custom that right away, right when Shachar starts, we immediately chime in and say, oh, today is Rosh Chodesh. Don't you dare challenge Beis Din's new moon declaration. The problem of that is, of course, is that we ain't been doing it on the new moon for 2,000 years, whatever, a long time already, at least 1,000 years for sure, right? 2,000 years at this point. Yeah, 2,000 years we haven't been doing it, so what's the point of saying Karbanos? Minog avoseinu biyadeinu. Okay, they did it that way, so we say it now, fine. Reason number one. Reason number two is Archa Shulchan's reason. He says very practical. If you say it in Karbanos, what's going to happen? Oh, okay, well, you guys are already getting to the weaving early. We'll get to you in a minute. I've got the weaving earlies in the next point. But 1 second, I've got a more practical reason. So you remember to say Yalav Yovel. In this way, if you save it till the end, oh, and by Kriyas HaTorah, you realize they get up and they do Rosh Shechad Shechem. You say, oh, shoot, I've already done in Shmon Esrei. I forgot Yalav Yovel. It's too late. This way, if you say it earlier on in Karbanos, you'll remember to say Yalav Yovel. Fine. What's the nafkamina between these two reasons also? Do you say these karbanos both days of Rosh Chodesh? If you say the reason is reminiscent of the new moon, so the first day should suffice. You want to show them that Beis Din is the real deal? Okay, do it one day. You've supported Beis Din. But if you say it's to remind yourself to say Yalav Yavo, I don't know, I could use a reminder both days. I don't know about you. I definitely could use a reminder both days. So it says the same for Bnei Tzion and Rav Lichtman. He says, according to that reason, you should have to say Karbanos both days. Okay. So now we get into your question about the weaving early. 1 second. Now I've got a good question for you. So I understand, according to Minhag Ashkenaz, you're saying Rosh Chodesh and Karbanos. Excellent. Art Scroll added another third of a page to its sitter. But why don't we then say Pesach, Sukkos, whatever, any Karbanos we have, Shavuos, any Karbanos that we have, why don't we say it in our Karbanos as well? Meaning, why was Rosh Chodesh established? The same way you're going to forget later on, you'll forget, you know, Yalav Yavol, you'll forget on Pesach, you should forget on Rosh Chodesh. So what's the difference? So, says the Bnei Tzion, he says it has to do with the people leaving davening early. On Rosh Chodesh, you're not going to hear it in Kriyas HaTorah. Because half the nation, what do? How many people can say they've walked out and then missed Musaf Rosh Chodesh? You know, I don't know. Hopefully not too many people raise their hands. We're not going to do a show of hands. But Rosh Chodesh is a work day. It's not, the is not batal mimalacha. So since everyone has to work on Rosh Chodesh, the odds are that there are going to be some people who are going to miss it later on with Rosh Echad Sheichem. So the rabbis established, you say it in Karbanos to make sure at least you get of Rosh Echad Sheichem. On Sukkos and Pesach, you'd like to think that people don't miss Kriyas HaTorah. They hopefully stay for Kriyas HaTorah and Pesach and Sukkos, and therefore they didn't establish it in Karbanos. However, I saw another Lom de Shavart, and his name is some of the Salvechiks, and the Sefer Zicharo Ner Shal, in a piece by Rev Elimelech Bluth, Bluth's son, the one who was just Nifter, Rav Bluth, his son, Rav Avram Bluth. He says a beautiful pshat. He says, if you look at the Rambam and the Chinuch, he says, they say, when they bring down these Karbanos of Musaf, they make a distinction, that Shabbos, the Karbanos of Shabbos on Musaf, is an extension of the Tamid Shel Shachar. But on Yontif, all the Karbanos that you bring on Yontif have nothing to do with the Tamid Shel Shachar. They're completely separate Karbanos. But there is a difference between the Rambam and the Chinuch when they bring it down. One of them, the Rambam, I believe, bunches Rosh Chodesh with the Mo'adim. The Chinuch bunches Rosh Chodesh with Shabbos. Says Rav Pluth, that explains the difference between the minhag of Ashkenaz and Sfarad. If you hold like Ashkenaz, that Rosh Chodesh is mentioned on page 18 of the Art Scroll Siddur, that's because they understand that the Rosh Chodesh Karbanos that are brought are really an extension of the Tamid Shel Shachar. If it's really an extension of the Tamid Shel Shachar, put it in Karbanos, right by the Tamid Shel Shachar, Gesundheit. On the other hand, Sfarad holds that the Karbanos of Rosh Chodesh are just like the Karbanos of Mo'adim. They have no connection at all to the Tamid Shel Shachar. If that's the case, there's no need to mention them or the Karban of Mo'ados in Karbanos. Halacha l'maaseh, should we all be zocheh if we daven Ashkenaz to say this shaded in part, which now we all now know about. And if you're smart, get off easy. You don't have to add in this shaded part. Shkoyach.